Hello, everyone, and welcome to the streamcast. We are back. It's your boy.
A new challenger approaches.
What? Streamcast.
It's my episode. Give me the reins.
What the hell is happening here? I knew it was a mistake adding you on this.
It's too late. I told you. I'm not. You can't get rid of me. I have tenure. But if you do want to get rid of me, you're going to have to challenge me to some Mortal Kombat.
Oh, okay. All right. You're speaking my language.
But before that, let's introduce ourselves. Hello and welcome to the Streamcast, your one-stop shop for all things gaming. I'm not Black Warren. I'm Hazard. And as you can see, today's going to be a bit more chaotic. It's going to be a little bit more like loosey-goosey. There's going to be some chaos, some silliness. But at the end of the day, he's going to look at me and say, sure, you can. Like, today, we're going to be talking a little bit about fighting games and the golden era that we're sitting in currently. But I have to introduce my lovely co-host, the one, the only... In the blue corner, weighing in at 250 pounds of pure muscle, Black Aurora.
Thank you very much for that lovely introduction. Yes, it is me. It is me. It's your boy, Black Aurora. And I'm not used to this. I'm worried, but I'm excited. Yeah, let's get into it.
Right, so this year we are blessed with a absolute buffet of like amazing fighting games. We were surprised by Mortal Kombat 1, with also a very close release date window. Street Fighter 6 has dropped to critical acclaim, and maybe on the horizon we might kind of complete the Triforce, the trifecta, with Tekken 8. To get it kicked off in the right way, we should do it with releases chronologically. So let's talk about Street Fighter 6. Right. You played it? You've been hands-on? What are you thinking of it so far?
So I have been hands-on. I haven't yet got the game, but shout out to everyone who has. I have thoroughly enjoyed my time playing the game. I'm one of those people who judges the game by the looks, first of all, but that's not the be and end all. But the way Street Fighter 6 looks is so colorful, so cartoonish. It's so appealing. And that's so different to what we've got from Tekken and what we have from Mortal Kombat. So that's very much, you know, in its favor for me. But Street Fighter V, I thought was a dud. I didn't enjoy Street Fighter IV. So I'm very happy that it's not just me. A lot of our community have taken to the new Street Fighter VI game. And I can't wait to get deep in that game and learn more about the quarter circles.
All right. Following straight off the heels of Street Fighter 6, we have Mortal Kombat 1 dropping this year on the 19th of September. I just realized, man, September is going to be so packed for games. We got Starfield. We got the Cyberpunk DLC, which is also going to like bring a patch that's going to redo the whole perk tree. So it's going to be like almost an entirely new game. And Mortal Kombat 1 in 1 month? How are we going to get to this?
I've got Lies of P on the 19th of September, too.
Right.
It's mad. Bro. These September babies are eating good.
Yeah, September's going to be silly. I'm excited. Are you excited?
I'm very excited for Mortal Kombat 1, and there are many reasons why. I think Mortal Kombat is the one franchise that took me the longest to get into, and that's, I would say, down to the, you know, the gore of it all. But I really enjoyed Mortal Kombat 9 and 10, and I didn't really like 11 like that. So I'm glad that they pulled me back in. I really like when Mortal Kombat zigs when we think they're going to zag. So with Mortal Kombat 9, its official title isn't 9, it's just Mortal Kombat. So they are used to just flipping the whole franchise on its head and not just going with the numerical order with things just because, hey, the last one was 5. So this one should be 6. They do what they feel is right at the time, and they feel it's right now to kind of, you know, scorched earth, start again, blank canvas, Mortal Kombat 1. And I appreciate that.
Honestly, I respect the hell out of them being like, we're going to retcon as much as we do with comics. Like, that's...
Yeah, they do it all the time in comics. No one complains.
They complain.
No one cares.
Yeah, and then we're going to follow it off onto the heels of Tekken 8, which we don't have a concrete... At the time of recording, we don't have a concrete release date on, but it's looking to be the end of this year or next year. Right. Please tell me about you and fighting games, because I come from a place of playing them very, very casually. So I've played a bunch of Street Fighter kind of growing up. I think 3 is my favorite Street Fighter, hands down. But mainly because of, like, the design, the art, like the old school Paris, it was such a good game. I played a ton of 4 with mates. And then I kind of fell off. I played a little bit of 5, but I kind of rekindled the love a little bit with Street Fighter 6 and the beta, mainly because of the character the character creator.
Yeah, we gotta talk about that. What the hell? It seems like he just kind of got all the right decisions on making the worst looking character I've ever seen.
I'm an artist, what can I tell you? I always feel like in a game, right, if they give me a slider, it would be rude of me not to use it, right? And Street Fighter 6 gives you almost too many character creation sliders.
It's very creator friendly, I'll give it that. And that's the way you build a community. You have to hit the ground running with these games nowadays. So they've done everything right in that regard. I've not seen anything, you know, too stupid or offensive or anything like that. So it's good to see everyone taking it in good fun.
There's a lot of buff Doritos. Like,
yeah.
But yeah, please tell me about your relationship with Street Fighter as a franchise. Like, you always been a Street Fighter head, or was that kind of a later life thing?
Yeah, that's a very good question. Street Fighter is one of the, I would say out of the big three, it's the one I have the least relationship with, or the shortest relationship with. So my time started with Street Fighter 2, which I keep thinking is Street Fighter 1. Because I think that's the first one you could, you know, you can play it the way its modern take is. Like, you play with friends, you've got a selection of characters, and you go from there. It's a great concept. It's a great art style. I really like that they've kind of retained that cartoonish look. It's one of the best games franchises of all time. And I've always been a bit envious of people who can just master that game and play it really well, because I've never really been adept at that game. So I've always been a bit on and off with it. I have rekindled my love with 2 thanks to the SNES Mini, and that's the entire reason I want a SNES Mini. Those things are cute, but Street Fighter 2 on that game is so fun. Like, Isaac and I have played so many games, just silly amount of hours playing as, you know, Dalsim and E Honda, and we're not fighting game experts, but the game is so simple that anyone can pick up and have a good go at it. And I think that's the magic of a fighting game.
Yeah, 100%. Who would you say is your favorite character and your least favorite character?
Good question. Favorite character is probably Dalsim. I really like the long limbs. They essentially make me a ranged character, and I love that. I've got more options. Of course, that means my hurt box is bigger, so I've got to play a bit smarter when I use Dalsim. But I actually did the Street Fighter quiz the other day, and I got E Honda. I've never played before, so I'm looking forward to playing as E Honda. Least favorite character is probably Dan, because I hate gag characters. I just hate useless people, so I don't like Dan. I don't find him funny. It's a lot like Hercule in Dragon Ball Z. When I can appreciate the humor now, but growing up, I was like, please, Cell, kill this guy. I'm begging you. Let's get the real fight going. So I look at Dan very much the same way.
Can I let you into a secret? Can I tell you something that might color our friendship slightly? Dan is my favorite character, hands down.
Really?
Yeah, hands down. Got motivated to get good at him in Street Fighter 4, because I enjoy how useless he is. Like, he's...
You do like hard games.
Yeah, kind of. Like, he's not useless in the game as a character, but it's just he's such a wimpy dork, and it's so good. Yeah. Like, it's... I've always kind of leant towards characters like that, where they're, like, so wildly kind of, like, unprepared for the situation they find themselves in. Like, Hercule Satan as well, like, Patches in the Dark Souls games. Like, he's just, such a wimpy nerd. Like, yeah. But yeah, like, those kind of characters really tickle me. So, like, when I see them, I'm like, I feel almost honor bound to, like, play as them or to, like, support them, like, find what their quest line is and, like, chase it down. Yeah, like, Dan tickled me, especially because he was tryharding so hard to be Ryu. And it's so funny. It's the little Hadouken, because it's like, if I can hit you with that, that is a plus. I've really won the fight in my head.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's almost a mental battle as well as the physical one on the screen, so I like that. Yeah. Who's your least favorite character?
It's tough. I think it's between Guile or Vega. Like,
fair enough.
There's something about Guile's hair just cutting off into the sharpest high top ever to be high topped. Like, it's just something about that. It's like, I need you to be like some sort of rush. Like, you need to be like, you know, like a. and Vega, because like a mate of mine was very good with Vega, and I have like PTSD of playing them and just get smoked.
Yo, that's fair. I will say Guile was my second favorite character at the moment, because I used him the most in the demos and the beta, and I got a lot of joy out of him.
Mm. Yeah, fair. I would see you as a terrifying Guile player.
I can't wait. I think I am going to play a lot of Guile and Dalsim and E-Honda when I get the game, finally. Mm. And I'm looking forward to playing it. I know I'm going to be so butt at the game, but... It's all
only
about
for fun. A short while. You got this. I believe in the dream. You got this.
Thank you.
Yeah. Right. So, Street Fighter kind of out of the way. We should move on to some MK. So, tell me about your relationship with Mortal Kombat as a franchise. Like, so have you always been kind of like, I don't like gore in my fighting games, or was it just because you didn't grow up with it kind of thing?
I think it's mainly because my parents were very protective of us, my brother and I, when we were growing up, to the point where we were banned from watching Harry Potter. We were banned from watching Dragon Ball Z at one point. We were banned from watching wrestling. I understand why they did that one, but you know, there were so many controls put on us as to what we could and couldn't enjoy. We had to sneak around to play GTA, and Mortal Kombat was just something I wasn't even aware of. And if they saw that, you know, there was curtains. We were not gonna get that game. They might have smashed the console. Like, even God of War was. They're getting around to. they're allowing me to play that, but they still are not entirely comfortable with all the violence in the game. So that's, I think, you know, lent itself into why I've been a bit conservative towards that franchise. But I think it's honestly the most pure fun out of the big three. Of course, it's got its, you know, hitboxes, and it's got all of these frames and the plus 32s and all of that stuff. Mm. But I think when you strip all of that away, this is the silliest, most camp game out of the three of them. And all the fatalities go to show for it. I think the fatalities have made sure that the Mortal Kombat series stays with me for the rest of my life. I wanted to play the game because I saw Scorpion on the cover and I thought he looked cool, and I stayed a Mortal Kombat fan because all of the fatalities are amazing. Being able to pull them off and then seeing just the unbelievable violence. I'll never not play Mortal Kombat.
It's like they really understand kind of the player base, and they also know kind of when to lean into things, because no one does over the top like Mortal Kombat, do they? Like,
exactly. And that's been the USP. They've been perfect at it. Of course, we are talking about the end of the world here, but there's no reason why you can't have a few laughs and a few stupid gag moments here and there. And I think when if you're a good writer, you can put those in very well. And Midway, NetherRealm have been experts at just keeping the jokes coming.
I've never seen a Mortal Kombat game where Johnny Cage doesn't land. Like, he's always hilarious. Like, he's always so funny.
Exactly. Johnny Cage is one of my favorite characters, ironically, despite, you know, Dan being one of my least favorite in Street Fighter. So,
Johnny Cage is just Dan with less humor.
Okay. Okay, I can see that. I think he's an acquired taste. go ahead.
No, I'm just kind of thinking, like, because of, like, we'll get into it later on, but because of, like, the roster of characters and because of, like, how much MK leans into, like, words are escaping me, because of how, like, how much they lean into cameos.
The cameos.
I was gonna say, I really, really hope that at some point Street Fighter and Mortal Kombat can, like, reach across the aisles and shake hands so we can see Johnny Cage and Dan fight, because that would be the conclusion of fighting games for me. I'd be like, that's it, I'm done. Like, that's as good, this is as good as it gets. What is the point? Where do we go from here?
I hold out hope that we can see a Street Fighter, Tekken, and Mortal Kombat game. I don't know how that will work. I think that's going to be a wonderful mess. But just seeing all of that roster, you know, being able to have Scorpio versus Ryu, for example, man, the possibilities are endless. I would love to see it. I know they've done Street Fighter and Tekken, which I don't know how well it's aged, but I know at the time it got kind of middling reviews. I know there was a Tekken and Street Fighter version, which is going to be made on the Tekken engine, which kind of got scrapped. But that is my fantasy. I would love that. As much as I don't think
Do you think they were taking it too far?
I think they did. I think I got nothing.
I told you guys at the beginning I'm gonna derail all of this constantly. You're welcome. Yeah, what were we doing? Where are we? Who am I? Yeah, right. So I kind of have, like, a long relationship with Mortal Kombat, because I remember having it on the SNES back when it was, like, FMV. I can't stress to you enough how much I love janky FMV, like, full motion video in games. I don't play, like, a lot of, like, puzzle games or, like, kind of point-and-click games, but watching people play them, it's incredibly satisfying. It's just, it's so silly and so of the 90s. It's like a little time capsule of joy for me, right? I played recently. I went back and played some old MK, and it stands up. It's perfect for me. My favorite character is Liu Kang because of the little legs as he, like, does the little bicycle kicks.
I hate those so much. I got hit by that so many times. Having to watch that. Mm. Oh my god.
Honestly, it's just. I used to be able to just kind of, like, constantly get them off, and, like, just, I was like, I don't need to learn any other moves. A, I'm stressing you out, so you're playing worse. And B, I have my perfect input. You're landing
hits. Yeah, you're landing hits. You're getting damage.
Oh my god, it was. Yeah, as you can see, I'm kind of a nightmare person. So
what?
Me? Oh. Yeah, there's I put an embargo on myself for playing E Honda, like, in Street Fighter, because I was like, I'm gonna get murdered by the people I love because just spamming hands. I think Liu Kang was my favorite because of, like, how silly his moves are, and, like, my least favorite was Kano. Kano.
Oh yeah.
I-beam guy.
Yeah.
Just
Australian Cyclops.
I think maybe it was because, like, at the time I did like Cyclops, and I was like, this is Cyclops adjacent.
This is budget Cyclops.
You could even spring for two laser eyes. God.
Well, you know, I didn't want to blow the bank.
How about you, man? What is your favorite and least favorite MK character?
I think my favorite might have to be Scorpion. I know that's a basic answer, but I really like the fire aesthetic. I think that's really cool. And yeah, just being able to use that with Hellfire, the transportation, and of course the iconic "Get over here!" getting that off, that makes me feel like I've won. Mm-hmm. Like, you can kill me now, I don't care. I got what I wanted.
I've done my bit. I'm out.
That's it. I got my cameo.
Just does it. Thank you for. I want to thank my parents. I want to thank my friends.
I want to thank Satan. Lee's favorite.
Give him a hand.
Lee's favorite is tougher because I feel like there are no really bad characters. Johnny Cage has his uses. Sonya Blade is amazing. Jax is great. They're all really good. Melina and Kitana, Jade, they're all great. Sindel, I really like Sindel. I don't think there's a bad character. I can't lie to you.
I want to change secondary favorite character. There's the Bug Lady in 11. She's so much fun to play. She's great. Like, she's great.
Or something? What was her name?
Let me Google real fast.
All right, okay. I know who
Devorah,
you mean.
Yeah, though. You're right. I should
Devorah,
stop grabbing you.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, she's pretty great. Okay. Devorah less. Let me know if I'm bugging you.
Oh, brother!
What were we doing? Right. So, as you're saying, like, there's like no actively bad characters.
I don't think so.
I think we should move on to some Tekken and kind of get some history in your love and learnings of Tekken. All right, please tell me your history with the game.
Sure. Yeah, Tekken is the franchise that I have the longest relationship with by far. My time with Tekken started with Tekken 4, which is the one after all of the OGs started hating the game, which is great. I was like, this is great. I don't know what you're talking about.
What? Their hate makes it sweeter too.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't really care about their hate either. So it's just, I'm just here enjoying this game. I think I was going through an anime phase, which I'm still going through. I was watching Dragon Ball Z at the time, and I really... I put Jin Kazama and Goku on the same pedestal, and I thought, okay, this is a really cool anime protagonist. I like him. I'm gonna follow him. He had the blue and white hoodie, which I thought was such a sick look. Unfortunately, I was never good as Jin, so having to accept that really sucks. I'm still not good with Jin, but the thing with fighting games is you don't have to be the main character. You don't have to be this one person, which is what differentiates it from single player games. You don't have to be this one person the entire time. You can switch it up. And this is where I really fell for characters like King and Steve, because they were different. One I thought was half Jaguar and the other one never kicked. So I thought, okay, these guys stand out for me. I'm going to learn them. And I really loved my time with Tekken 4. Got onto Tekken 5 with this unique, amazing final boss, Jinpachi Mishima, who is Jin's great-grandfather, I believe. And that caused a lot of issues now, because I thought he had the Devil Jin. It turns out he does not. But he was very fun to fight against as well. Tekken 6, I don't have much memories of. One of them has Azazel as the final boss, and I really enjoyed that one. That might be 6. I think it is 6. Might be 7, I don't know. But really, the cheapest boss I've ever fought against in my life. Azazel sucks, fundamentally and functionally. A terrible boss, but a great design. It kind of just knew what to do to kill you. Like, if you were getting good, like, if you were in your stride, it would just disappear.
It's like, you know, I could abide by the laws of this game that we've established this whole way through, or I couldn't. Like,
I could just teleport.
Yeah. I'm a bounce. Like.
But I love Tekken. I love 3D fighting games. I don't necessarily hate 2D fighting games, but I feel like 3D is real. So like in a real fight, in, you know, the UFC and stuff, it's 3D. So I feel like fighting games should complement and emulate that. I really like the sidestep mechanic as well. It was a big reason as to why I loved Virtual Fighter back in the day. I feel like they had the best type of 3D fight mechanic. It's a shame they're not really around like that now. But Tekken was really fun, and I have this memory of getting a lot of friends around. This is when we were getting ready to go to uni, and we'd study, and then afterwards we'd just play Tekken for like 2 hours, and you know, Troy and Isaac were there, and we were all playing the games, and it was really fun. So I think that's a memory that sticks out for me and always has Tekken in a positive light for me. How about you? Do you have much time spent with Tekken?
It's the game I have the absolute least amount of time kind of fighting game wise.
Fair enough.
I never really had like PlayStations growing up. I think the first PlayStation that I've owned is my PlayStation 4. So I had a lot of catching up that gen.
I mean, you had a great time. You started at the best time, the best PlayStation generation. I know a lot of us talk about the PS2, but I think the PS4's games, like quality, are better than the PS2's.
I mean, like, that is just kind of like a function of time. Like, there's been not just a function of time, that's kind of disrespectful to that gen because there were so many amazing games kind of one after another. But yeah, it's also kind of like there's all that time and all that building on the blocks that we kind of came before it. So, like,
Of course,
right?
Like, I still maintain that the PS2 has the best library. And if it wasn't for the PS2, we wouldn't have the PS4.
Of course not.
Absolutely right. They are both necessary, and they're both one and two in my personal collection.
Not PS3.
PS3 was nice, but that is very much the rebound. Before we get on with the rest of the podcast, I'd just like to give a special shout out to Spilt Milk Studios for their support over on Patreon. To find out how you can get a shout out just like them, make sure to go to patreon.com/streamcast for more.
I feel like the PS3, the tech kind of was its biggest enemy at the time, because it was just like very difficult to program for. You might be noticing that I'm diverting away from fighting games because I don't know so well. I will catch myself because I'm like, I will talk for the next 30 minutes about my kind of thing. Tekken is just, it's one of those games, and I think it's kind of like, it shows, you know, where we're like two sides of the same coin, where we like a lot of the same things, but like for very different reasons. I didn't like the step aside mechanic because I'd grown up so kind of exclusively on 2D fighters, right? It took like a lot of like relearning to go, oh, I don't need to just go forward or backwards, right? Like I can dip to the side. And I think the character that really made that all click for me was Steve, the boxer, and just, you know, like dipping and weaving and just like throwing hands. Beautiful, beautiful. I've always had like I respect Tekken as a game more than I enjoy playing it. And I think it kind of, if you ever see me play games, it kind of is, I'm not like very sweaty kind of when it comes to stuff. So like when the environment is very sweaty, I instantly go, I don't want to be here. And if you want to be good at Tekken, you have to really, really put in the time. And I don't have, I prefer to play like a million games than one game for a million hours. You know what I mean? And that's totally fine. Like it's, I'm not insulting the people who do, because like the people who do can make that game sing in a way that is unbelievable. Like I've
unparalleled.
It's like genuinely, if you're on Twitch and you want to kind of see some craziness, go watch like people who do fighting game content, because you're going to see a human being juggled for 15 minutes and it's going to be a good time.
Yeah, I love fighting games, and I feel like it's the purest form of contests, combat, competition in a game. It's basically real life fighting, but in a video game. And I feel like that's the purest form of esports, just because of the competition is right there. It's so easy to sell. It's just, and anyone can watch it and follow what's going on. Like, there's a lot of games out there that have, you know, admittedly bigger esports crowds, but you kind of have to know what's going on to follow the games. But with a fighting game, you kind of don't need to do that. You can watch it as a complete casual and kind of follow the story of each round.
There's definitely the one caveat is, and I'm like, it's another language when people start talking about inputs and stuff in fighting games, where they're like, one, this, two, four, yeah. D. I'm like, I didn't know this.
Actually, the Dragon Ball Z game got me to I guess switch languages like that. Dragon Ball Fighters, that's when I first was introduced to, instead of hearing times, I was hearing frames. So I was hearing that's a plus 32, I'm hearing that's a plus 16, I mean, that's a plus 10, that's a minus 4. I'm just like, what are you talking about? At that moment, I knew, you know, the pro window had definitely closed on my life. But it was so amazing to hear people just communicate in this weird, almost weird, made up language. That was really cool. And then I'm listening to commentators talk, and I'm like hearing, oh, that's a down H, that's a 2H. That's the bread and butter combo. I'm like, 2H, 2H, what button is 2H?
That's a pencil, bro. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, it's so interesting, like, kind of how quickly, like, niche environments breed their own languages to kind of simplify very complex, like, concepts. Like, that's,
yeah.
I'm like, that's how you know a community is alive and thriving, right?
100%.
When they, like, build something very unique to them that, like, helps them explain the world around them. That's magic. I adore that. Even if I don't know a fraction of what the hell's going on, I, as a enjoyer of games and thriving kind of supportive communities, it's my heart is so warm. Like,
yeah, I love that.
Yeah, there's like to answer the question. I don't know very much about Tekken. I'm very
That's cool. I just wanted to bounce the question back because I know I hadn't done that, and you actually had a lot of time with Mortal Kombat and Street Fighter, so I felt, you know what, let me find out what you do know. But I guess you kind of answered the question that I would have asked as a pivot, as someone who does not touch Tekken. What has been your experience with the game, or of the game, or your knowledge of the game? And you kind of answered that as well, so all good.
Well, let me bounce a question to you. Who's your favorite character, and who's your least favorite character? And why is it Azazel?
Luckily, that fucker was never playable. Luckily, because that would have ruined the esports scene. As I mentioned before, I think my favorite characters are the ones that I am the best with, and that is King, and that is Steve. I think I naturally gravitate more towards Steve because I'm a big boxing fan in real life. I should say was, because I'm more casual nowadays, but I can still appreciate the sport for what it is. I think it's so mentally and physically taxing. I think anyone who's good enough to be at a pro level is worthy of respect. And seeing Steve, you know, the physical embodiment of that in a video game, I love that. I love the little things that he doesn't really kick, which is, you know, kind of like a little handicap for me, the way you have with Dan in Street Fighter. And it just means I have to be really good with Steve. I have to be really good. And I think he was the first person I completed Tekken 5 or 6 with. And then King, because I'm a big wrestling guy. I think wrestling was my second big passion after anime. And that's just one that it was easy for me to follow, easy to digest. And a physical embodiment of a pro wrestler in a video game was just like... I don't need to understand his backstory. I know him. That's my guy. He's really fun to play. And the fact that you can chain link grapples, yeah, cause a lot of hell for a lot of players.
There's our mate Jordan, who streams under the title Montel Chilligans, who's a King main. And that man, he needs to go to prison. Like, the things I've seen him do, it's criminal. should be highly illegal. Like, love it. 10 out of 10. But never play. If you are confident in your grappling skills, fight him. But like,
I'm not.
If you're listening, Jordan, if you're listening, I'm never playing fighting games with you. It's not happening.
I'll play you for fun, but I know I'm not gonna win, so
it's cool. Ain't gonna be fun. It's gonna be sad and like just demoralizing. All right. I think now that we've kind of got the groundwork out of the way, right? There's a couple of questions, and we've kind of alluded to a couple of them as we've been talking.
Sorry, I hadn't answered the least favorite character.
Oh yeah,
Law. Because the man talks normally, like at the start of the fight and at the end of the fight, but all of a sudden during the fight, he makes all these chicken sounds, and I hate it. It throws me off. I don't like it. I don't
It's a throwback to Bruce Lee. Like, it's, you know, the dubs, like, wow, because like that wasn't what Bruce Lee was saying either. It was, he's added in post.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but he's not him. He's not him. he's not Bruce Lee.
Like, in fairness, all these kicking and punching, it's very thirsty work, and he's just asking for some water.
If I had the powers, I'd remove you right now.
It's too, I told you, you're not in charge. I'm in charge today.
And Jack. Jack is another one that I really don't like. I don't find any fun in playing Jack. Playing as big him robot or man. Playing against him. Yeah, big robot one. I don't find it fun. That's it.
I'm going to choose, because I'm your friend and I care about you, I'm going to choose not to make any jokes. There is no pun coming from Jack about... It's fine. We'll move on. The temptation is so strong. My follow-up is, like, I have three questions, right? The first is, what is it that draws you to fighting games? Like, what is it that makes fighting games such a kind of like a comfort zone kind of in gaming for you? Like, what is it that draws you back constantly?
I think if I, you know, go all the way back, I think it goes to the fact that I grew up watching a lot of kung fu movies, martial arts movies. And I say that martial arts movies are to me what Westerns are to my dad. They're just his comfort film, his comfort genre. So because I spent a lot of time growing up watching people fight, the good and evil and all of that stuff, I think having games that replicated that or tried their best to, I gravitated towards. I think the fact that they were just fighting games meant that I didn't need a lot to understand the story of the game. I pick a guy, I go against another guy, and I either win or lose. We fight, that's it. It's very easy to consume, very easy to digest as a young one. And as I said before, I think fighting games are the purest form of esports. I think it's the grandfather of all esports in terms of genre. I think the community of having, you know, family around or your big cousin around or whoever around, and you're just playing games, several hours, several days have been lost, you know, just sitting on a couch, and there's, you know, however many of you, and you're just taking turns, winner stays on, all of that stuff, and you're just playing. That's fun. That was fun to me, and I think that's why I'm so into fighting games. That's changed over the years. Now the world has shifted towards online. I don't know if it will ever be as fun for me, because that in-person camaraderie was very much a big USP for me getting onto fighting games. But I think, to boil it down to a sentence, I think fighting games are the purest form of esports, and that's why I love them.
Fair. I kind of agree. Like, there is, it's just, it's such a easy like conversion to a watchable experience. With much less learning. I say that kind of coming from a point of I used to watch anyway, like a lot of like CSGO and stuff. And I can see people getting very lost with that game, especially because of like kind of how esoteric the language is, kind of about like, oh, you peek the long banana, and like, if you don't know the map, you don't know what the hell banana is.
Yeah.
And why are they saying banana in the shooting game? That makes sense, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, like stuff like that is, it's very like heartwarming to kind of have those comfort blanket kind of things in gaming, and like the coziness of being with people you enjoy being with and playing this very silly thing. You can't beat it. Like being in that space with other people and just all together being like, oh, I'm gonna kick your ass, dude.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Because I'm very not AAA or not like the big thing in a space. I'm like, I'll enjoy it, but I also kind of want to shine lights on the smaller things in the communities. And fighting games, there are like a million and one different iterations of fighting games. You can have your like very anime style fighting games and fighting games from anime. There's like the Budokai stuff, like you've talked about a couple of times. There's the artwork games like Guilty Gear or BlazBlue. Like, what is your experience kind of outside of the big three fighting games?
I would say I have a lot more experience with non-big three fighting games than I do with the big three. So I think having that point of reference with anime has helped me with Dragon Ball Z and Naruto the most, especially Budokai. It's still, you know, one of my favorite Christmas presents of all time, getting Budokai 2 and just playing it and just being able to turn Super Saiyan like they do in the show. So I spent a lot of time in Budokai 2 and Budokai 3, which I think is the best Dragon Ball Z game still. I have played a lot of Naruto. Ultimate Ninja Storm, I honestly think it's the perfect Naruto franchise because it embodies what Naruto is so much. It's a fighting game with a very good story dotted around it.
Not Naruto?
Naruto! I'm sorry, I was pronouncing it wrong. I feel like with those games, Budokai 3 and Ultimate Ninja Storm specifically, I think what they did well was build the world in the game. So it's not just you're playing fights and it's fights and it's fights and it's fights, because that can get boring or tedious over, you know, time. But the story mode was very interesting. Konoha felt alive in Ultimate Ninja Storm. You can go around, you can get ramen, you can hide, you can find a jutsu, you can get like collectibles. I'll never forget, there is this actual moving action figure of the One Tail Fox and the Curse Mark Chidori, Sasuke, and Naruto's doing the Rasengan and Sasuke's doing the Chidori, and that is so cool to just see that reenact. I think part one of Naruto is one of the best shonen anime of all time, without any, you know, restrictions or asterisks.
I have one asterisk. One.
Oh, do you?
It's the fillers.
Yeah, but I don't count that.
Please put it's part of it.
Yeah, I mean, okay, yeah, I guess so. But I would counter that with, like, consume it as a manga. You don't get those fillers.
True.
You get the pure story, and I mean the pure story of part one Naruto is so strong. It's really good. I think it is, I can't say it's the best of the big three because it's One Piece, but it's very good. It's a very strong shonen anime.
I have many feelings about One Piece, and we don't have enough time for me to get into them.
But yeah, similarly, Dragon Ball Z got me into Guilty Gear, because I was hype about Dragon Ball FighterZ for at least a year, might have been two, because that was the first really good new Dragon Ball game, because we've had a rut, we've had Ultimate Tenkaichi, and we've had Xenoverse, which was okay, and Xenoverse 2, and I felt like there was no more creativity in the studios. And then Dragon Ball FighterZ was this completely fresh experience, and you had a woman producing, which was really big. And I knew Arxis was developing that game. So to get good at that game, I bought Guilty Gear. And then I fell in love with Guilty Gear because it was so fun.
I just want to say, like, if you've not played an Arc Systems game, I would say go back to the old games, because they have some of the greatest art in fighting games ever made. They are stunningly beautiful. Like, it looks like you're playing an anime. Like, it's that good. It doesn't really kind of feel like Bucky or like it's too smooth almost. Like, it feels like if you were watching someone play it and they were playing it perfectly, it would feel like it's a produced piece. Like, it's that unreal. Like, please go on.
I really liked Guilty Gear, and I think I've still got Guilty Gear Strive. I don't I don't think there's many people that I know that play that game. But I also have a desire to play games like BlazBlue and Ruby, Soul Calibur. I really want to try out many different fighting game franchises just so I can be more experienced. I just love fighting games. So the more I can play, the better. But I'm also like, I will put down a game really quickly if I think it's trash. So you never know. But I welcome the experience. Mm. I played a lot of Dragon Ball. To answer your question, Dragon Ball Z, Naruto, and Guilty Gear are the main memorable ones that I've played that are not the big three. Virtua Fighter 3 is my first ever game, I think. So that always has a special place in my heart. And if you want to talk about over-the-top goofiness, that game is the one. Because the hazards just count as knockouts. So in one stage, you're fighting on the roof of a restaurant, and if you kick the opponent off the roof, they lose the fight. That's it. Another stage, you're fighting on, it's not even a boat, it's like a raft, it's like a platform in the water. You kick the opponent into the water, they can't swim, they've lost. So that goofy stuff was really really important in keeping a young gamer's attention.
You're gonna really, really enjoy Soul Calibur. Like, Soul Calibur has edge boss all the time, all the time, always. Like, I feel like I've got, because I kind of try and force myself out of my comfort zone, I've got like some experience in a few of the titles you mentioned. Like, I played a bunch of Soul Calibur. Like, I had it on the Xbox 360, mainly because Spawn was in it. Because I was like, oh yeah, Spawn from the comics. Yeah, hell yeah, I'm in, right? And then I realized there was a huge game here, and like playing the Warner Brothers and stuff, and it was like, yeah, this is jokes. This is all insane and all weird. And there's a character in it called Baldo, and Baldo is a weird little gremlin man. Like, he's 10 out of 10. Can't recommend enough. Maybe the best like idle animation in gaming ever.
Fair enough.
I've played like a little bit of like BlazBlue. I've played a little bit of like Guilty Gear. I've played like a little bit of the Dragon Ball Z Budokai. Like, but again, like, it's one of those things where it's like, because I quickly realized like, to get good, I'd have to invest some serious time, and I was like, this is not really what I want to invest my time in, because like I tend to kind of gear myself more towards RPGs if I'm gonna like spend a ludicrous amount of time. That and farming games for some reason. Like, I let's not talk about Animal Crossing and Stardew Valley, because but yeah, like I feel like there's something for everyone in fighting games. Even if you're like a filthy casual like me, there's genuine joy in playing other filthy casuals and just having like a really silly like I'm just gonna punch you in the dick. Like, that's, I don't know any fancy combo, so like that's what I'm gonna do.
That's it.
Yeah. All right. Do you have any final parting words for our lovely listeners? Or I had another question. I just forgot what the question was. Yeah, I was gonna say, okay, so my final question to you, right? If you pulled someone off the street, right? If a person never, if you pulled Jim Ryan off the street and you put a controller in his hand, what fighting game would you first put in their hand? What would be your gateway into the fighting game community? What would be your thing for you, like, this is going to light a fire under you?
First of all, I would make sure that he's holding the controller correctly. Second... Secondly, that's a very good question. I think it has to be something that's simple, but also something that gives a sense of reward for someone who can get inputs and timings right. I also think it's got to be a bit hammy, a bit camp, a bit over the top. but also a game that people are actually going to play. So you could put a call out onto, you know, your group chat or your mate or online, and you will actually get an answer. I would probably go with Mortal Kombat. And that's because, first of all, its block button is not holding back. And I think that is a massive barrier to entry for a lot of new gaming fans, new fighting game fans. I think the colors and a lot of the characters are very identifiable, and I think they are striking. You've got Jade's green, Katana's blue, Melina's purple, Scorpio's like orange, yellow, Sub-Zero's blue. So there's a lot of striking characters and colors, like Power Rangers. I think that will have a big unconscious effect on players. And the fatalities will just be the litmus test. That will turn people off. But you might get someone, you know, as a fan for life, and you don't have to do the fatalities. So I think Mortal Kombat is the perfect game to get a absolute newbie onto.
Okay. I'm gonna go with strangely, I'm gonna go with Dragon Ball Z Fighter.
Oh, okay.
And this is mainly because it has quite a simplified, like, it has a hugely high, like, skill ceiling, but it's like a bell curve kind of thing. So it's easy to get into. Like, the inputs are very simple. The tutorial is quite, like, easy and engaging. You don't really have to, like, there's not, like, a lot of, like, high concept kind of fighting game stuff right off the bat, right? The easy combos and the easy button inputs make things kind of a doddle to get into. And if you want to, then invest your time to kind of really get good and, like, really learn some combos and, like, utilize, like, you know, your Super Saiyan, your bars, and, like, your buddy. Like, there's a million and one ways to do it, right? It also has such a clean art style and such a clean tie-in to transmedia to Dragon Ball Z, the anime itself. So, like, if you're just a regular run-of-the-mill weeb who wants to, like, dabble your toes into something else, this is, like, a nice little way to slide in, right? I think that's the nicest one. Before we go, I have my last question.
last.
What is your favorite fighting game?
Oh, man, that's a very tough question. And to be honest with you, the answer will change depending on what day you ask me. I mean, I will list off my favorites and then try to give you an actual answer. So Virtua Fighter 3 is always up there because it's my first ever game. That was the litmus test for me. I could have hated it and never played games again. But I loved Virtua Fighter 3. I thought it was the right amount of dorky for, you know, 5 and 7 year olds to just enjoy and just bang out for hours. Dragon Ball FighterZ is absolutely on there because I think it's one of the best fighting games of all time, mechanically, objectively. I think the bell curve that you described is a perfect reason as to why I would call it the perfect fighting game. I love that game, but it's very hard, so I don't know if I can call it my favorite. And I think that is the case with a lot of the Arxis games. If you get hit in, you know, the first part of a combo, you just can't block unless you have a super or something. And that can be very demoralizing, just watching your character go down. Especially with these experts, if they hit you once, they can get you down to half or just take your character out completely. That's not fun.
That's why I don't play them in any kind of capacity like that.
fair. I think Street Fighter 6 has a big claim. I won't say it's my favorite because I've not owned the full game yet, but I think Street Fighter 6 is probably the closest we've got to a fighting game winning the Game Awards Game of the Year, and that's big. I want to see that happen because I think it's overdue. I think one of the Tekkens could go in there, Tekken 4 or 5 maybe, just because of the nostalgia I have towards it. But to answer your question, I think I'm going to say Dragon Ball FighterZ.
Good.
It's got the anime tie-in. It's got the art style, the quality. I think anime fighting games are always looked down upon in the FGC, and I don't know if there's enough of a conversation or spotlight shone on that. Budokai isn't looked at as a real fighting game. Tenkaichi isn't looked at as a real fighting game. Some people won't look at Smash as a real fighting game, but I don't think there's a person whose opinion matters that can look at Dragon Ball FighterZ and say that's not a bona fide, proper structure fighting game. That is it. It is tough, it is brutal, but it's easy to pick up. It's difficult to master, and that's the way a game that demands your attention and your hours should play.
Absolutely, absolutely. I have one fighting game to throw in the ring. I think this is the fighting game I play the most, and one I still often think about, kind of with a lot of like really like genuine love and nostalgia. And it is Marvel vs. Capcom 2. Like, yeah, that game is perfect. It's a perfect experience. The roster is amazing. The gameplay is amazing. The soundtrack, holy. Wow, like it's ribbon tied into a perfect bow, a perfect game. I must have sunk like a ton of hours with my brothers, like playing that game. Like just sit up an afternoon, like get a bunch of games in, loads of jokes, just like competitive, just gets real silly. Yeah, it was the perfect experience game in a room with people.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it is a bit remiss of me, but honestly, I've never played the Marvel v. Capcom series, and it's one I honestly feel like I did miss out on. I'd love a remade Marvel v. Capcom 3 or a new Marvel v. Capcom. I think there's a gap in the market for it.
I feel like there's a, because of how much Disney owns, like kind of IP-wise now, like a Capcom versus Disney could be even more interesting. Yeah. Because there's so much more to kind of like get to play with, you know, like that's always the thing where it's like, if you have more characters, there is more fun to be had. It's going to be like, I can't imagine how much work and stress went into Smash because like how big that roster is. But I'm like, Disney, you're sitting with like leaving this money on the table because like people want Marvel vs. Capcom again. Like they, like ask anyone who played Marvel vs. Capcom, they're going to be like, oh my god, yes, I want another one. it's genuinely, I don't, even when I was losing in that game, I still had a good time. It's brilliant.
And that's the magic of a fighting game.
Yeah, so that has been our fighting game wrap up, and my takeover of the streamcast. It's me, Austin. It's me all along. Right.
It was good.
It's an absolute pleasure to be the host. Thank you for relinquishing your title. I will want your stuff in a box by the end of the day. So this has been my lovely co-host today, Blackamora. Blackamora, thank you very much for sharing your absolute kind of wealth and dearth of wisdom about the fighting games scene, the games, the communities. It's been an absolute pleasure to learn some of it, like about this from you. You can find us at the streamcast on all major podcast platforms, Apple, Google, Spotify. Please do leave us a rate and review. If you can leave us a 5 stars, that would go even better. Thank you very much. Do give us a follow and all those things because it does really, really help. If you want to see more of our faces, you can check us out on our YouTube channel where you can watch some of these amazing clips from our Twitch. You can also see some gameplay from the lovely Troy doing some GM mode on the WWE game. You can check out some shorter clips on our TikTok. I didn't forget the word TikTok. You can't prove that. Again, Troy is the curator magnifique, the master crafter of our TikToks, and you can check out some of his content on there. If you want to watch us live, though, you can come check us out on twitch.tv/streamcasttv, where you can see me, you can see Andy, you can see Akira, you can see us playing and struggling in some amazing and occasionally bad games. We're there every weekday from 9 p.m. Am I missing anything?
Twitter, what? Instagram, and the website, yeah.
Yes, okay. So, firstly, I knew I kept you around for a reason. Don't fire yourself just yet. You can check us out on all our social media, too. So you can find us on Instagram and on TikTok at the streamcast underscore underscore. underscore.
Yeah, underscore.
yeah, and if you want to read some of the written words we've wrote about gaming, you can check us check out our website, where you can also learn a bit more about us too. Thank you guys very much for coming through and listening to this episode on fighting games in the golden era we find ourselves in. We'll catch you guys next time. Bye.
See ya.